Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, January 9th.
Yep.
And we're back here with you in our seats just in time.
Yeah.
To deliver the entertainment for today.
Yep. And just to let you know, it's official. Yeah. I'll be taking the 24th and the 25th off.
Oh, I know why.
Why?
You're going to Chicago.
I am.
I know. You're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I saw you post it. I'm like, I can't believe she's doing this.
Yeah.
You're doing the same thing over. You're making the same mistake.
How? It's somebody new. You got to start over fresh.
You don't know him. You're already going
to
Chicago.
Yeah, but I'll never know him if I don't go.
Met him. No, let him come to you.
Well, he works. He can't leave set.
I know. Okay, well, whatever. I hope it works out.
I know.
You just do a lot of crazy things when it comes to dating.
You know, I've actually never traveled for a guy, though, ever.
Yeah.
Ever in life.
You're fucking flying. You don't like flying.
I hate flying.
Oh, well,
he offered yesterday to pay for the whole trip. So.
Really?
No, yeah. Sam, I'm not working. You think I'm paying for that trip myself?
I don't know.
Yeah. Let me whip up some magic coins.
I don't know. I saw a post looking for friends that work at hotels. Yeah. So I thought maybe you got a free.
Nope.
You know.
Nope.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So at least that's that.
Well, so I'm happy for you. Now you have something to look forward to.
I know.
That's this month?
At the end of the month, the very last week, yeah.
Okay. All right, no problem. Anything to help you
move on from John?
Yeah, with your with your romantic life.
Yeah.
We'll see how long that's gonna last.
Yeah, probably the weekend. Probably just that weekend, actually.
Yeah, right. Well, at least you'll have memories.
Yeah, you know? Hopefully it'll just be fun. I just hope I don't go like the weekend Chicago has a blizzard.
Yeah, well, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah. You better take some warm clothes, though, that's for sure.
I know, right? I'm not prepared for that. But I got a couple weeks to get ready.
Fuck, man, you only talked to this guy for 2 days, you're already flying to Chicago. You see, that's what I'm saying. You're doing crazy things.
Yeah, but sometimes you gotta live life on a whim. Like,
no,
what are
you
gonna just talk via text for 7 months and then say, oh, I guess we can finally meet now?
No, I would fucking put it out. It's out of the question for me. But listen, I'm happy for you, whatever you do.
He's so hot that I, like, have to go.
You have to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just have to go.
I hope there's no disappointments, because I'll kick your ass if there is.
I know.
If you get disappointed, I'm telling you.
I know.
You're going to build it up like it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And I hope it is.
I hope it is, too.
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird how everything is just like happened. Like I was like, oh, I think maybe I'll go to Chicago. And then all of a sudden now I'm for sure going to Chicago.
Yeah, because you see, that's the thing. You can get what you want.
Mm-hmm. If you really try.
If you really try.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Facts.
Maybe you're not trying.
Facts. Absolutely.
Yeah, you're not trying real hard.
No.
Oh, well. So how's it going? Everything good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You know? Just living.
Well, I don't know.
Just living life.
I know. You know, I'm thinking about moving, and they sent me a fucking 80-page fucking lease.
For the house in Oregon?
No. Oregon's out of the question.
Oh, you're just talking about just from your apartment.
Yeah, move here in town.
That's way too long. A lease should be like 3 to 4 pages. Max.
Right. What the fuck is 80
pages? That place is out because there's some secret bullshit in the middle of that 80-page packet.
I mean, I have to get a fucking lawyer.
Yeah,
for this,
literally,
you know?
To read it.
Yeah.
Read the whole thing.
So I don't know, but it's an awesome fucking place, you know? And
that's in Sherman Oaks?
No, it's in Tarzana, which is.
Okay, close enough.
Yeah, not too far.
Yeah.
But it's a house, you know, so that would be cool.
Oh, that's why it's 80 pages.
As opposed to, yeah. But
yeah,
still,
it's probably different than an apartment lease.
Yeah, right.
Like, hey, still, no smoking in the building. Leave your neighbors alone.
Yeah, but I'm not fucking. You see, that's the thing. That's why I don't want an apartment.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave the neighbors alone, and I don't want to stop smoking.
Right.
So
right.
A house is perfect.
I wish I could have, like, enough money for a condo.
Yeah.
Eventually, that's my life goal, because I don't think I'd ever be able to, unless I like marry someone who can afford it, I don't think I'll ever be able to afford a house in California.
Yeah, yeah. No,
maybe if it was somewhere else.
You can't either.
Just not fucking here, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying, you know? I mean, shit, you know, I'd be paying double what I would have paid in Oregon, and
yep.
I'm not going to be on the lake either.
Right, so. Right.
But yeah, it all depends where you want to live. You know, everybody wants to live here. So there's such a demand for housing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they can skyrocket the rent, because they know everybody eventually is going to figure out how to pay it, because everybody wants to live here.
Right. You don't have a choice.
Unfortunately.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I just know, that sucks, man.
I complain about how much my rent is, but in the grand scheme of things, it's really not that bad compared to like what people are paying for like a one bedroom.
Right.
Like my friend has a one bedroom down the street from me, and without utilities, it's like $29.50.
Yeah, like $3,000. I was gonna say.
Yeah, and then with utilities, it brings it up to like almost $35 a month.
Wow.
For a one bedroom,
you can buy a fucking. I mean, you can rent a house
for
that.
Yeah. Maybe not here.
Here.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't know. Like, my apartment is way nicer than his one bedroom, and I'm like,
right. But you guys are in an expensive area. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, it's in high demand.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If you live in the valley, you can find a lot of cheaper things that are nicer.
Right.
But why do you really have to live in Hollywood? You've got a car. You don't really work there.
Right.
Why would you be there? You know, I mean, it's just you're overpaying for. You could get a much nicer place.
I love Hollywood. Well, I don't live in Hollywood. I live in West Hollywood.
Probably like a roommate or something. I know, but do you really walk around there?
I mean, I don't walk, period. Right. So.
So that's what I'm saying. What's the benefit of living here?
I don't know. I think it's just because everything is so conveniently close. Like anytime I go somewhere where I'm not driving, it's like $3 to $4 for an Uber.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so easy.
So that's for the going out portion of it.
Right.
But the rest of it, it's just you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
And money on a place that's not worth it. I don't know. I would never live in Hollywood because, well, for a couple of reasons. I mean, there's no parking.
Yeah, there is parking, right? Really a difficult. I mean, where I live, mm-hmm. I would say there's a decent amount of street parking because my third roommate doesn't have a parking spot and he doesn't seem to have an issue.
Yeah.
But for like at nighttime, if you have a friend or something coming over, they'll text you and be like, yo, I've been driving around for 20 minutes. It's like, what else? I don't know what to tell you, bro. You should have Ubered. I'll be up here waiting for you, though.
I know. I hate visiting people where you can't park.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, I would call them and say, fuck it. I'm going home, man.
Right.
What do you want me to do exactly?
I know. I know. Trust me.
Yeah, so you got to think about that where you move and you want people to come visit you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see how that turns out with the 80-page fucking document.
That's ridiculous.
I know. And they've asked for a lot of ridiculous things, but I put them right in their place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but people can ask for whatever they want. You don't have to go along with it.
Yeah.
Right?
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
I know. So I didn't get a chance to finish Bird Box yet.
I haven't even started it.
You haven't started
but
it.
But I had to go out last night.
Right.
So tired today.
Yeah.
I hate going out.
Oh, well.
But you know what? I always make the best of a situation. Like, I just went out, had two tequila drinks. Danced a little bit, then I was like, bye. Because my trainer, who trains me for free, is like having a birthday party and wanted all his girls that he trains to show up because, like, it's a better look for him with the club. So, like, oh, you're bringing all these like hot chicks with you, we'll give you like two bottles for free, whatever.
Right.
So, like, what am I gonna say? No, I'm not coming, but I'll see you at the gym tomorrow. Like, I can't do that. So, I had to go. I fell asleep on the couch for like 2 hours, woke up, brushed my teeth, went to the club.
Wow.
Came back after 45 minutes. And then I was wide awake.
Yeah.
So, like, I got home at, like, 2.
45 minutes.
Yeah, I got home at, like, 2. And then I was like, let me just watch a movie or something. So then I watched TV till, like, 4.
Wow.
Yeah, I just was not tired. Jeez. I think it's probably because I napped before I went to the club.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, so you had to get all dressed up and everything for 45 minutes?
Well, yeah, but for me, I'm like trying to be more proactive on my YouTube. So I got dressed at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I filmed a YouTube video.
Mm.
So I was like, at least in the grand scheme of things, I got quote unquote work done. I mean, I'm not getting paid for it yet, but the more consistent I am with that, the better chances it is for me. And I just learned that you can add multiple ads to your video instead of just the beginning.
Right.
And that's how you make money. And I didn't know that on the video that's at 300,000 views.
Really?
I'm like, damn it.
Yeah. I guess you can put it right in the middle, right?
You can put it in the middle. Like, you can add anywhere you want.
Right.
But the video has to be over 10 minutes. And my video that has almost 300,000 views, it's like 9 minutes and like 26 seconds.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, of course it is.
Well, now you know.
Yeah.
The next one will be different.
Yeah. And I'll be looking at the time. Okay, we hit 10 minutes. We are good.
Now bring on the fucking air.
Yeah. But keep watching, because that's the only way I'm going to get paid for them.
I know, but it is irritating when they put it down the middle.
It's so annoying.
Right?
I can't even tell you how many YouTube like makeup tutorials I watch, and I was like, fuck. Like, in the middle of her showing you how she's doing her friggin' wing liner, there's an ad. I'm like, really, lady?
God, there's so many makeup videos, right?
Too many, and they're all the same.
Yeah.
They're all the same. Basically,
I know. Why do people watch it?
People just get obsessed with how pretty the person is.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And like, wow, she's so pretty. Up,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
There's a lot of pretty makeup. But then the other popular ones are the ones that are super unattractive. Mm-hmm. But they can, like, transform themselves to someone attractive because it's just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
I know. I've seen that before.
Like, you don't even look like the same human
right.
being.
Right. And many models are like that. Yeah. You know, in real life, they look like shit.
Yeah. Like, America's Next Top Model with Tyra Banks. I can't even tell you how much, when I was a kid growing up watching that, the models, when they were, like, in the house chilling, looked like someone I wouldn't even look at twice on the street walking by them. And then when they photograph all done up, I'm like, who the fuck is that?
Exactly.
That's wild.
It's like they're painting a picture on you, you know?
Right.
It's like war paint almost, you know?
Yeah, literally.
You know, so you don't look the same.
No, it's insane.
Yeah, so they probably look. So I guess when they pick out models, I guess they look at maybe the body, the general shape of the face.
Yeah.
And then they figure, oh, the detail will take care of, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But models are so skinny.
Yeah.
Like Lindsay Lohan just came out with her new reality show. Remember I told you I Skyped for that? And they wouldn't cast me because I was on talent hold for X on the Beach. And then I just never got picked for either one of them.
No. Well, maybe you told me.
Yeah, but your memory is shit. So I don't know why I even asked you. Do you remember?
Exactly. You don't. I don't.
So I watched the first episode because I was curious to see who they casted. Because obviously I was like, I could have been a runner up for that if I wasn't on the talent hold. And she's so skinny now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like so skinny. I think this reality show is trying to bring her back into, because basically the whole world kind of like shut her out, the industry. So I think this reality show, she's trying to shed herself in a different light so people would be more accepting to her coming. Because when's the last time she was in a movie?
In anything, really.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine what her Mean Girls check is, though.
Right.
Like, that's on TV every other day.
Really?
Yeah.
So she's still getting paid for
that. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Wow.
And it's on Netflix. And it's on demand. That's like one of the greatest movies of all time, though.
Yeah?
Have you ever
like
seen it?
Mean Girls?
Yeah, you've never seen it?
No, I think I saw it.
It's like a classic teeny bopper film, but nothing will ever be like it ever again.
Right.
So many classic one-liners in there.
Right. So now she has this thing, Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club?
That's her reality show.
That's a reality show?
Yeah.
Okay, they're saying it's not worth watching.
It's because of the cast they picked. The cast is really not that attractive, if I'm going to be honest, and not entertaining. Like, in order, like, I swear I should do casting. Like, if I was in the casting department, I would have looked at that lineup and said, this isn't going to work.
Right.
They have the only straight guy they have two straight guys on the show. One's getting zero camera time. The other one, you can't tell if he sucks dick on the weekend or not. Like, they didn't get any male cast member on the show that you would be like, yeah, he's single. Yeah, I want to fuck him. I'm tuning in every week just to see him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Nothing like that.
No. And then the females are all about a 5 out of 10 scale. Like, they don't have one female where it's like, holy shit, I'm tuning in for her.
So what the hell kind of show is that?
You know what it is? It's last minute casting. Because I remember when I went to go do my Skype, they're like, do you have an issue leaving in a week and a half?
Yeah.
And I was like, nope.
Yeah.
Should have brought me on, baby. Call me for season 2.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how I'd do on a flight all the way to Greece, but I'll figure it out.
Yeah. So this is like a club that she bought, right? Mm-hmm. She's been buying a few of them, like in Greece and stuff.
Well, she owns one in Athens.
Yeah.
And then she said she wants to take over Mykonos.
Mykonos, right. So that's where the beach. So that's a beach club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the actual show with the people is bad, but their slow-mo and their promo of the club while in the middle of the show is really good. Like, it makes the club look like it's lit.
Yeah?
Like, it's doing a good job for her club. Like, people are definitely going to go there.
Yeah.
They did a really horrible job on picking the cast.
Yeah. So you actually watched it?
Oh, from beginning to end.
Really?
Yeah. Last night.
Really? Mm-hmm. So was that like the first show?
First episode. First episode? Mm-hmm. Type in the ratings. I'm dying to know what the ratings were.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Just type in Lindsay Lohan.
Will they already have it? Because there's a story here, but it doesn't mention the ratings. So I don't know. But yeah, Beach Club isn't worth visiting is what they're saying.
Okay, let me see.
Yeah. But it's probably nice, you know, nice entertainment and stuff, right?
I'm hoping that it gets better per episode but the thing is, episode one should be like your biggest intro. Like it should have like tons of drama, like a little bit of sex, something to be like, yes. Like
draw the people in.
Yeah, like for instance, Jersey Shore back in the day, it was so popular because it had everything. Fights, drama, people getting wasted. Like, basically making an ass of yourself. But everyone on here is, like, trying so hard to be classy.
Right.
And I'm like, this isn't working. We want some ratchetness. Yeah. Where are the people that are willing to embarrass themselves on national TV?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they're looking for.
Yeah.
So. And I just question the people that actually do that. Well, you were one.
Yeah.
But it was a different kind of show, no?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm looking now. I don't know.
So they're going to have like a celebrity Big Brother.
They always do. The U.S. version, right?
Right.
Yeah. Did they pick the cast yet?
They have, but I don't know who's in it. Oh, they mentioned Caitlyn Jenner, actually.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't know who else is going to be on there, but, you know, it's coming up soon. So at any rate, I only watched a few Big Brother, but I enjoyed it, you know.
I've never seen it. Really? I tried out for it. I auditioned, but I've never actually watched it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
They asked you that at the audition, too. Have you ever seen it? I'm like, to be honest with you, no.
Yeah, who cares, right? Who cares? So, yeah, a lot of reality shows still going on.
Yeah, the ratings haven't dropped yet, so we'll check back in tomorrow. Yeah,
people like that stuff, you know? All these, like, crazy people being seen in their in their natural habitat, so to speak.
Yeah, but Big Brother's really not a natural habitat, is it?
No. I guess none of them are natural habitat.
Right.
I just meant,
once the camera's rolling, it depends what type of person you are, like... For instance, Lindsay Lohan, that probably is her natural habitat.
You think
they might be telling her, like, hey, be a little bit more stern with your employees because, like, we're obviously filming a reality show.
Right.
But she's, like, she's intense. Like, there was some girl who was, like, talking to her with her bra out. Uh-huh. And she's like, when you meet your boss for the first time, you should probably not just be wearing a bra.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man.
Well, so that's what they said here about... God, I just closed the page. But that's what they were saying about somebody saying, if I knew I was going to meet her, I would have put clothes on.
Yeah, well, so she showed up to their house because they're all living in a house together, right. Like every typical reality show.
Yeah.
So it's their first night, so they're like getting drunk, jumping in the pool with their clothes on. And so Lindsay just pops up.
Yeah.
So as she pops up, she's like, let's all have a meeting. So the girl's just like in her bra and leggings, wet, soaked from the pool.
Whoa.
And she's like, yeah, you should have put a bra on if you're going to meet me. I'm like, whoa.
Well, so she didn't have a bra on?
I mean, she did. Only a bra.
Only a bra. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if her boobs were out and it was censored. She'd be like, you're fired.
Yeah.
You're out of here.
Yeah. What are you doing to my show?
Yeah. Get out.
Wow. That's pretty crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Today's biggest news other than politics is Jeff Bezos from Amazon is getting a divorce from his wife. We were just talking about how much he was worth yesterday, $137 billion.
Yeah, she's about to take half.
She's going to get half of that.
I would wait. I would have waited. If he's cheating or anything like that, I would have waited for that, right? Isn't it like 10 years or something?
I don't know.
Does it even have to be 10 years?
What?
That you have to be with someone to get half?
Oh, well, they've been married for 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I take half and say, see ya, thank you so much. Me and my kid.
All and the years that he made that money, of course.
Yeah. Do they have kids? Home,
probably.
Mm. He doesn't even need that much money anyway at the end of the day.
Yeah. I don't think they have kids, actually.
That's probably why they're getting a divorce.
Maybe.
How do you have all that money and not have kids? Like, that's crazy to me.
I know.
Unless, of course, they can't. But at that point, adopt. You have so much money to, like, take care of people while you're doing it.
Right. But, you know, if people are really busy and stuff, they don't have time for kids. Maybe they just don't want to have any. Not everybody wants kids, you know. You have to accept that. And it's good when someone knows they don't want to have kids. It's better than someone who thinks they want kids and they're shitty parents.
I don't. Yeah, that's the worst. And there's nothing you can do if your parent is shitty.
Right.
Like you don't choose what you're born into.
Right.
That's horrible.
Unless you're spiritual and then you believe that you do. You know.
But like that doesn't make any sense.
Why? If you feel your soul, then the story is the soul picks where it's going to be and the situation is going to be in, so it can actually learn its lessons and stuff. You know?
Yeah, I guess.
So you pick your own parents and right. stuff. Because that's going to create a situation for you where you're going to benefit from this.
Right.
That's a spiritual story. But if you just look at the physical world, you're right. You don't choose. That's what you get. None of your family do you get to choose. You know,
right.
They're right there. So that's why it's good to be... to have a little luck and have a good family.
Right.
Know? Not every family is like that.
Like, I feel like I have a good family, but our family's fucked up, if that makes sense. But I still, the grand scheme of things, in the brighter picture and the bigger picture, my family is great.
Right.
Compared to other people's families.
I think that's a pretty natural way to feel about the family.
Yeah, I feel like every family is low-key fucked up. People just don't talk about it.
Right.
Like, you're not talking about it, but your family's not perfect. And if they are, there's issues that nobody's talking about.
Right.
Which means that you're even more fucked up than the people that are fucked up.
Exactly. And some families are less fucked up. You know, ours is pretty normal, I would say.
Right.
We don't really have fights or anything like that.
Right. Well, I mean, my family has fights for sure. My sister was telling me the other night that I was like World War III in the crib, and I was like,
wow. I don't know how we'd handle fights in the family if we had them.
Well, because it's my dad still comes over. Like, he, like, lives there part-time.
Right.
So it's like, obviously, there's going to be fights every other time he's over.
Yeah. I guess when you're in the same house, it happens, you know?
Right.
It's not the same if the brothers live in different places, different lives.
Exactly.
But you're right, in the same house when my son was staying, my God.
Me and my mom don't get along when we live together.
Yeah.
At all. Wow. At all.
Yeah, some people should not live with other people, like me.
I can live with other people. I've noticed with the guys that I live with now, knock on wood, there hasn't been any drama. The only thing, like, little stuff will irritate me, like... For instance, on Saturday, I spent like 6 hours cleaning the apartment because like on Saturdays, I get down nitty gritty, like mop, wash the walls like with soap and water. And like I'm exhausted after. So I clean the whole kitchen, living room, my bedroom, my bathroom. I don't do their shit, obviously. I'm not doing that. But then after that, one of my roommates cooked and like whatever they cook, like kind of splattered like the oil and stuff. And then they just left it on the stove. I'm like, I spent all day cleaning this kitchen.
Yeah.
So instead of saying anything, I'm just like, I'm just going to fucking clean this myself again.
Right. Rather than create a problem.
Exactly.
And then they're going to do it again. You got to let them know.
Yeah. And like sometimes they'll wash the dishes, but they'll put their plates in the dishwasher without like cleaning off the food. Right. If you run the dishwasher, that plate is still going to be dirty. It takes 2 seconds to use a sponge really quick. Wipe it off and put it in the dishwasher.
People are slobs, man.
I'm like, come on.
Yeah. Not everybody's clean. Most people, I think, are slobs.
I mean, it depends.
Like, look at their cars. Look at their
my
houses.
My car is a dump.
You know? Is it?
But it's only
because... How can it be if you like a clean environment?
You know what it is? Ever since I hit my car on the garage wall and it's dented and scratched, I haven't given a fuck about
it. Like, you don't care about
it. This car's fucked... To me, my car is fucked up.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't care if it's a dump.
Yeah, but still, why would you want to live with all this shit?
Like, I literally looked at my passenger seat when I just parked downstairs, and I was like, I literally have 45 water bottles in my car.
Wow, like, why? Why?
You know,
people leave like wrappers and shit. Like, why?
I know. Like, when you eat something, and you just like throw it in the back seat.
Yeah.
And it's there for like 6 months.
That's what my son was doing in his room. Fucking leaving like fast food wrappers and shit.
See, when I go out, like if I have like a friend over and we hit the town, like while I'm getting ready, I'll like throw on outfits that didn't work out, like on my bed or on my floor. And then the next day I'll wake up, I'll look at my room and it'll be like a tornado hit it and I have to clean it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't just leave it there for like 6 weeks. Like, oh, I'll get to this. No, I'm going to get to this today.
I know. How do people do this, man?
They don't care.
You know?
I don't understand. And this has happened several times, going to somebody's crib and they don't clean their bathroom. Like, like disgusting. The toilet, the back of it, there's shit stains, like the shit
stains,
like what is it, circle around
the ring?
I'm like, come on. You're having guests over, at least clean your fucking toilet.
Fuck.
Isn't that disgusting?
That's gross.
It's usually at dudes' cribs, though.
Probably.
If you go to a chick's crib and it's like that, that bitch is a dirty vagina, probably smells.
Right. But yeah, a lot of guys are like that.
Yeah.
But they're saying the restrooms here, they're ladies.
Horrible.
Restrooms are worse.
And it's the smell when you walk into that restroom is the worst thing I've ever smelled in my life.
They haven't fixed it, right?
Nope.
So it's like what? Like plumbing or something, you think?
I don't know. It honestly smells, if I had to guess what a dead body smelled like, that would be it.
Jeez.
Like, I have to hold my breath when I go in there.
So we really have to tell them something. I bet
horrible.
You people have.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you told me, I mean, there's like splattered shit on the
walls. Yeah, people piss on the seat, don't leave it. People, there's some, one of the people in the office around here posted a sign on the wall that says, sprinkles are for cupcakes, not the toilet seat. Please clean up after yourself. Like, we're grown-ass women, and someone has to leave this note for you.
Right.
You know? It's not that difficult. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of things that are not difficult that adults can't do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I mean, fucking people come here late all the time. Really fucking irritates me.
Yeah.
It's always the traffic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the traffic. How many times can you give that excuse?
Yeah.
You know. So it,
sometimes
it
traffic is bad on certain mornings. Even I've texted you, but I still show up on time.
Yeah, no, I'm
like,
not
yo,
talking
I
about
might,
you.
I might be
at
5 minutes
you
late.
At try to be on time.
I'd be like, I might be a couple minutes late because traffic is intense this morning, but it's very rare.
Right.
Like, you know every morning when you wake up how long this drive is going to take you.
But every week, you know, I mean, for somebody to do that and be late for their own show, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
15 minutes, your fucking guest is waiting.
Mm-hmm.
How does it look on you, you know? How can people even look themselves in the mirror and say, it's okay to behave like this?
Yeah.
You're a fucking adult.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. People just don't care. At the end of the day.
It's like, it just means, you know, when you don't respect other people, you obviously don't respect yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you did, you'd know what respect means.
Yeah.
You would expect it from other people and give it to them too.
Right.
You know? I mean, they lose all points with me. I have no regard
for
people that are late all the time. So, yeah, so they get divorced after 25 years. They have to split about $136 billion. Do you think they can live on that?
Yeah, I could live off a million.
Yeah.
Literally, I could make a million stretch. Actually, you know what? Maybe like 2 million because I have so much student loans and debt that maybe like, I'd say like 100,000 would have to go to that.
Right, yeah.
Then I got 900,000 left. I could probably live off 900,000, but I'd still have to work like a regular job.
Right.
Like, I'd be stressed.
With a million, you still, gotta work. It's not life-changing.
No, no. Yeah. Like, you're comfortable, but you still gotta work at the end of the day. 136 million, you never have to work another day.
Billion.
Oh, billion.
That's 1,000 millions. 137,000 millions.
They should just give 1 million to 1 million people. Including me. Call me, please.
They
do
have 4 children, by the way.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Their kids. I wonder if their kids are like humble human beings or they're like, I want the new Rolls Royce. I want it now, Dad.
Who knows? Who knows?
See, I would grow up like in our mansion and tell the kids, we live here, but we're poor.
Yeah.
Like, I would make them think that we had no money just so they could learn how to like, and then all their friends come over and they're like, this doesn't make any sense. You live in a mansion. Yeah. I'm like, it's rented. That's what Denzel Washington did.
Really?
He's like, I never gave my kids a silver spoon. I made them work their whole lives.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
I think Bill Gates did the same.
Bill Gates? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he was like, my kids are working. Yeah. They're not just going to get my money.
Do they have kids, Bill Gates?
Yeah, he definitely has kids.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Very, very
No one's done a movie on him. He lives a boring life or what?
No, they did a movie on him.
They did?
Yeah. They didn't do very well.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't as charismatic as Steve Jobs, but nevertheless, he was so fucking important for the computer revolution.
Yeah, for sure.
Right there, man.
Well, Steve Jobs, somebody posted on Instagram something he said on his deathbed and how he's like, listen, I don't know the exact words, so I might botch it up a little bit, but basically he was saying, no amount of money in the world makes up for like the small things in life. Like, he's basically saying, yeah, I'm super rich, but like, I didn't live life the way I probably should have.
Right. like respected my kids more.
Yeah, or was a good man at all. Or
yeah, well, he was mean, you know, to his employees and stuff. But
he was mean to his daughter that he didn't want to have with the chick who he wasn't married to.
Right.
Because I watched the, I know there's two Steve Jobs videos.
They went to fucking court for that to prove he was not, it was not his child.
But it was.
Right.
Yeah. I'd be like, fuck you, dad. Run my mom that child support. Yeah, you owe her.
Yeah. Not if it's Steve Jobs, though. You'd forgive him.
Probably not. No, a lot of people, a lot of kids don't care.
I know.
Like, I don't care how rich my dad is. He's a piece of shit.
Right.
Kids are different than normal people. Like, if it was a cousin or maybe his brother, they're probably like, all right, I forgive him. Can you send me money, though?
Yeah.
I need some.
Yeah.
I wonder how families act.
I wonder if my kids feel I'm a piece of shit.
If you they know, don't they speak don't to you, to, probably. Yeah,
probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have someone to hear it from, but fuck it, man. I don't know.
You need
I
to mean, You need to make amends.
I try to.
When?
A couple weeks ago, I think, I texted my daughter. She said she was going on a cruise.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I haven't heard from her.
Okay, but you need to keep reaching out.
But why?
Because that's your job.
They don't care.
It doesn't matter if they don't care. Make them care. That's your job to make them care.
No, you can't
Yes, you have to.
You can't make them.
Yeah, you have to. My dad slowly kind of like just is like making his way. Like he knows he was wrong for being upset and ignoring me for 6 months. So he's right. slowly trying to, without saying sorry.
Right.
But I know he's sorry, you know, but you got to make an effort.
Yeah.
But it's got to be a two-way street. Your kids aren't acting legit either. Like,
no.
I could never not talk to my dad.
I know. What the fuck? And I keep saying this, but we were so fucking close for so many years that they become strangers to me. I don't know them.
Yeah.
So who knows even if I, you know, some people don't understand that family should be like unconditional love.
Yeah, 110% without
but,
a doubt.
But how can you do that if you don't like your kids? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't like the way they behave. They would not have turned out the same way had they lived with me.
But
I'm
the thing
you.
Is, there's so many parents that probably don't like their kids.
Right.
All over the world.
Right.
Like all over the country, actually. And it's just like at some point you gotta be like, there's nothing I can fucking do about this, right. especially when they get to a certain age. But you still gotta love them because that's your kid.
Right.
You know? Unless your kid is like a murderous serial killer psychopath and you have every right to cut him off and never speak to him again,
right.
you should probably make an effort to make it work.
Well, nobody ever plans for it to work that way, but
imagine if your kid was a killer. I don't know how people get over that. Like, if I ever gave birth to someone who had, like, Jeffrey Dahmer,
right.
I'd be like, no, nope, not my kid. No, not related. Change my last name, like, officially. Want nothing to do with it. No.
But I think for the most part, they would turn out like that if you were the mother. You know what I'm saying? Maybe there's
I don't
something
know.
Wrong with the upbringing.
Mother?
With the upbringing or something, yeah.
Yeah, because I think it starts in the home.
Probably, yeah.
Like I did, so in high school, I took a serial killer class, which is so interesting, by the way, because there's really no, like if you really, really think about it, no psychologist on this planet could really give you a definitive answer of why someone is that fucked up. Mm. They can tell you what they think it is, but there's no proof. But I got the co-ed killer, Edward something. It was back in the 70s, and he used to go around and pick up hitchhikers. And like kill them and like decapitate their heads and then fuck them after their heads were taken off.
Yeah, yeah.
So when he finally got caught and arrested, it was because he killed his mom at his crib. And when he got arrested, he told the cops, I could still hear her yelling at me because he ripped out her voice box.
Wow.
So when they arrested him, he's like, I could still hear her yelling at me. So I killed her.
What the fuck?
I was like, yo.
Fuck.
So it started at the home, obviously, because if you think your mom is still yelling at you after you ripped out her voice box, she probably maybe didn't treat you that well and made you a mass killer.
Yeah. Fuck.
And then sometimes I think maybe it's just genetic because that movie, you need to watch it and we need to talk about it. Find it. It's called We Need to Talk About Kevin.
Oh,
it,
really?
It has fucked me up for life. I will never forget about this movie. My brother tricked me. He told me it was like an action thriller.
Why would I want to see that? I don't like fucking serial killer.
He's
movies.
Not a serial killer. He's like So basically, the movie it's pretty good. It's a pretty good lineup of actors. And my brother tricked me. He was like, "Oh yeah, watch this." Yeah. And it was like one of those movies you start watching and you hate that you started watching it, but now you got to finish it. So I was like, But I was like, fuck you, Marquise. Like, I can't believe I'm watching this. But basically, her and her high school sweetheart have a kid. And she can tell as a mom, like around age where kids start like communicating with their parents, my kid's fucked up. Like, there's something wrong with this dude. So like she tries. And like they have, the whole movie is just about their messed up relationship and how he's a psychopath. And she knows it, but the dad is so delusional. He doesn't see it. It's actually really frustrating because there's always one parent that's fucking clueless. Really, there always is. Like, even in the movie Orphan, you saw that one?
No.
My God.
Okay.
That movie's good. You got to see that one.
Okay.
So he ends up doing, he ends up killing the husband and his sister because they have a second kid. And then he went to the school and he does a mass killing at the school. So years go by and she visits, the ends of the movie, she's visiting him in prison. She's like, why did you leave? What, number one, why did you kill these people? Two, why did you leave me alive? He goes, I don't know why I did it. And I left you alive because I hate you, mom.
Wow.
So basically he did all of this because he hated her so much.
Yeah.
But there was no definitive reason for his hate for her.
Right.
Like he was just born messed up.
Maybe. You don't know what happened.
Yeah.
You don't know what happened.
I don't know.
And it could have been something that didn't have to do with his own mother. Maybe he saw something with
at 3 years
families.
Old?
What do you mean?
Four years old? That they started, the movie started as him as like a little boy and he was messed up.
Really?
Yeah. Like she'd be like, I love you. And he was like, I don't love you. Like back. I'm like, yo, he's like four saying he doesn't love you. That's not normal.
He's fucked
I up. Put my kid up for adoption at that point. I know that's messed up, but I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah, but I'm at like, three, see ya. They don't understand. They can say that.
No, Marcellus has said I love you since like probably he could speak.
Right, but if they get upset and stuff, they might say something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I hate you, mom.
Yeah. That's different than being like, throwing shit at your mom, like breaking your arm and telling everybody it was your mom. Like, I'd be like, this kid's gotta go. This kid is not mine.
Is that a true story? Did you say?
I have no idea.
No, the other one was. Okay.
I'm gonna Google to see if
the other movie was.
Which one?
The first one you talked about. What was it called? I don't know. Kevin. No, not Kevin, but the mass murderer. You mentioned before, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It's, we need to talk about Kevin. It's not based on a true.
Yeah.
Well, she was smoking weed during her pregnancy, so I don't know if that was like in the movie. Yeah. Sometimes I wonder what that does. I mean, I would never smoke or drink while I was pregnant, but I know a lot of people that continue to drink and continue to smoke while they're pregnant and give no fucks.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what are you
doing?
People
don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, people are like, it's safe to drink a glass of wine. I'm like, no, it's not. Yeah. I'm sorry, it's not.
They obviously don't care much about the baby, right?
Nope.
Yeah.
You're not even supposed to eat sushi when you're pregnant.
Why?
Because you can't have mercury.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you cannot eat fish. Any shellfish, out. Like, you can't have lobster, nothing.
Mm.
But people are at sushi restaurants eating it up. I'm like, you know you're pregnant, right? You're a piece of shit.
Remind her.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like I'd be, so I, like when we were talking about some people don't want kids, I'm at the age now where I want kids, but I don't want to carry my own child.
Wow.
Like I would want a surrogate.
So you're not ready for a kid yet.
No.
You're not ready for one.
No, not at all. Look at my life right now.
Yeah.
Me and my kid would be like struggling in a 3-bedroom apartment with 2 roommates. Like, come on.
Yeah,
it's not happening.
No, so you gotta want kids first.
Yeah. I'm just so nervous to carry a child because so much could happen.
Yeah.
You know, in that time span of like being pregnant.
Or after they're born.
Yeah.
I mean, it never ends.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know. Like I might, if surrogates weren't so expensive, I would definitely think about it. It's just like, for me, the only question I have about someone getting a surrogate is, does the baby get attached to the surrogate?
Probably.
That's like weird to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, are you getting attached to what the surrogate sent and her voice? And
I don't think the experience is the same as when you carry.
Yeah. And it's like, is it like adopting? Like, do you feel like you adopted your kid when you do the surrogacy?
Yeah.
Mm.
Just because the sperm came out of your husband.
No, it's your egg too. Anything.
Right.
It's your egg. So your egg and his sperm get implanted in someone else's like body.
Right.
Which is so weird that technology has gotten to that point.
It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about this before, about the naked restaurant in Paris. Do you remember?
No.
We spoke about this. Well, because it started some time ago, but apparently they're closing it down. It's like for nudists. So you go in there, you take off your clothes, and you just go and sit and have dinner and shit.
No, thank you.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
Wow.
Because I don't want to be enjoying a steak looking at this fucking hairy,
right,
chubby,
ass,
no dick, bald-headed dude eating his pasta across from me. I'm all set.
Right. Like, but you wouldn't see his genitals if you're sitting.
I don't care. And then he stands up to put his clothes back on. There's his dick.
No, they don't.
Or there's that woman's hairy vagina.
Right, right.
No, thank you. I don't even have any interest in going to a nudist beach.
Right.
I'm so good.
Yeah. But, you know, nudism, I think, is more curiosity than sex, you know? Just because they're naked.
Yeah, but curiosity about what?
About how people look naked, because we don't see that, you know? And, but I don't think it has to do with sex. In fact, most places that are nudists, they try to act like really natural and normal and not look at you and stuff, you know. They're saying that's how it is in the restaurant. You don't have to worry about people looking weird at you, but I can't imagine they wouldn't, you know.
I feel like no one would look at you weird at that restaurant because everyone's doing the same thing,
right?
I think it's somebody who was like,
no, not weird, but checking you out.
Oh,
you
yeah know? I mean, people are definitely going to be looking at other people. There's no way I'm going to be in a room full of naked people and not be and looking at the naked people,
right?
Like,
right.
Let's be serious. You can't, exactly, even go to a museum without looking at the naked statues.
Yeah,
let alone a real ass person eating lasagna in front of you naked. Come on.
And many people do not look great when they're naked.
No, especially when you're eating. Yeah. No.
You know, people have like scars and shit, mm-hmm, like that, you mm-hmm know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, I have scars all over my back.
It's good that we have clothes. That we invented.
Do you think
clothes.
I should get my whole back tatted? Or do you think that'd be too much?
That's too much.
Why? Because I already
Why do you have scars there?
From my surgery.
Surgery on your back?
My butt.
Oh, so it... Okay.
Because they suck fat from your stomach in my back.
Oh.
And it just scarred so terribly.
Yeah.
Like, I look like Frankenstein. And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, I'm 30. I'm like, fuck it. But sometimes when I put, like, on, like, a backless dress or something, I'm like, I need a tattoo back there.
What if it's just plastic surgery to fix it?
How are they going to fix scars?
They do.
They do?
Yeah, plastic surgery can do that.
So I hit up the company.
Because it's better than tat, because I don't know if it's, well, I don't know, you're a tattoo type of person.
Yeah,
so
I love tattoos.
Me, you know?
I want to tattoo my arm, like more of my arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have an issue, I have problems.
Yeah.
I just think tattoos are so sexy, and every time I see like somebody with like an arm tattoo or like a leg sleeve, I'm like, I want to do more. Obviously, yeah, when I have money, you know, but I do want to do more.
Right. That's very interesting. You know, both my kids have a sleeve.
I think sleeves are so dope. I wouldn't do both arms if I was a chick. Like, when a girl has one sleeve, it's sexy to me.
Really?
When guys have both sleeves, it only looks good if they have, like, part of their back tatted too.
Right.
If they only have two sleeves and it stops at their shoulders and nothing on their back, it looks weird for me.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look good.
Huh. I don't know. I would never do it, man. I would not mark my body permanently for anything.
I think it's fun, and you only live once, so YOLO.
Yeah, well.
YOLO!
Yeah. But it doesn't do anything for me, you know
yeah
what I'm saying?
I mean, it's not for everybody. My sister only has, like, two, and she hates both of them, so.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the naked restaurant. Also, this woman in a vegetative state for 10 years.
I know. I can't believe it. She gave birth.
Right? Mm. So now they're like getting DNA samples from all the male staffers.
Oh, like somebody raped her.
Yeah, obviously. Who's going to fucking get
when
her
I
pregnant?
I didn't know that she was in a coma for 10 years. All I said was coma patient, and I thought maybe she was pregnant. She went into a coma, so she's been carrying the child. I didn't realize somebody fucking raped her.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Someone assaulted
her. This is literally
her.
A Law & Order SVU episode. This was on an episode, just so you
really?
Know.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the woman is just like a vegetable.
Yeah, and she was pregnant, and they called Law and Order, and they're like, she's pregnant. And they were like, dee, 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 you know, the little
yeah.
theme song. But this is literally an episode.
Yeah.
Somebody probably saw this episode and was like, I want to try that. Sadly.
I can't imagine. I mean, look, if you describe the guy that has sex with dead bodies, this is not much more far-fetched than that.
Yeah, that's usually probably somebody that does that. And first of all, what kind of fetish is that? You sick fuck.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be pretty desperate for sex to do that.
And not only that, how do you creep into somebody's room at a hospital? Fuck her to the point where you're ejaculating and coming. Because right. Every man on this planet makes moaning sounds when they're coming. And nobody heard you? Nobody saw you?
Men make, I don't think they do.
Yeah.
I know.
Every single guy I've ever slept with has made like the loudest noises.
Really?
When they're coming, yeah.
Wow. Maybe they just want you to feel good about yourself.
Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know. Well, good for you because it does make you feel better. My girlfriend just called me this morning and she's been like sleeping with this guy for a couple of months.
Uh-huh.
And she like, it's long distance. So she's from here and he plays basketball in New York and she's been flying out there to see him or whatever. And she said this entire weekend he hasn't been able to, one, keep it up, two, come, and three, he hasn't really been trying. Like, they fuck like 14 times a day. Right. She's like, the past 2 days we haven't even fucked at all.
That's drugs, either legal or illegal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Drugs will do that to you.
I mean, depression.
Like antidepressants will do that to you. That's what I'm saying.
Anything. And I go, listen, if you're stressed about it, because she's like, should I say something to him? I go, I would have already been said something.
Yeah, ask him, what are you
thinking? I'm very vocal about that, though. I'm like, so what's up? Why can't you get it up?
Right.
Why can't you come?
If
this is going to be all weekend, what about the next weekend I see you?
Right. Yeah.
Because I'm going to need
to
know.
Listen, it can happen sometimes, but if it's regular, yeah, then there's something to worry about.
Right. Like, if I have a man and he can't perform 100% all the time, I'm not going to really care. But when it's like becomes a pattern and or he's fucking you less, I feel like you need to start worrying when your man is fucking you less. Mm. Like if you go from fucking 15 times a day to like maybe not at all.
But yeah, I mean, in a short period of time, I agree. But
right.
For a long period of time, everybody has less sex over time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this is like short. Like this is the beginning of a relationship where it should be still like bam, 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 bam.
Either that or maybe he's fucking a lot of different
chicks. Yeah, that's what I said too. I go, he might have literally gotten pussy right before you got there.
Right.
Unfortunately, I hate to say that, but like maybe he's just tired. Maybe he feels guilty about it because he actually really cares about you. There's so many different reasons why this might be happening for him.
Wow. Well, the problems that people have, man, what can we do, you know? But this woman and the family, fuck, man. If it was my family, I'd be really, really pissed off.
Yeah, like heads would be rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then remember yesterday we laughed about the video of this guy dragging his kid through the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at it differently, like, for example, a teacher was fired for dragging an autistic boy down the hall.
Nine years old.
What's that?
As he should be fired.
She, actually. It's a woman. And, she should be fired. She pleaded not guilty. But when you see the video, it's heartbreaking, you know?
You know what's funny? I feel like people get caught up in certain moments in their life that they don't realize how a split second decision of your actions can literally change the rest of your universe. Like that teacher didn't take a second to think. So if I drag this kid who can barely take care of himself, it's actually my job to take care of him.
Right.
How is that going to affect not only his life, but mine from here on out?
Exactly.
She didn't take not 1 second to think of that. She just acted out of her emotions, which was clearly anger.
Right.
And now her life is over, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fuck it.
Yep.
Anyway, everybody, thank you all for joining us. Danny, you making plans for your trip now?
I mean, it's like in 2.5 weeks, so not really making plans now, but.
All right, a lot can happen between now and then.
Yep, that's very true.
And I'm just going to pray for you to make the right decision. I don't know what that is, but I think I know. But you're not going to fucking listen to it.
What, not go?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I would not go.
I'm definitely going.
Okay. All right. Thank you all for listening, folks. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.